Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast today. A lot of pundits going on with Marlene Lockhart, Ray Hager, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Joe Heck's and Donald Trump's views on women are disturbing. Heck voted to defund Planned Parenthood 10 times. He was even willing to shut down the government over it. And they both outlaw abortion.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
While Heck co-sponsored legislation to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape, Donald Trump and Joe Heck are not for you. DSEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we start off a week of all pundit shows here so we can figure out what's going on. Marlene Lockhart is with us, the partner with Lockhart Group. Ray Hager, reporter here for Nevada Newsmakers, and Fred Locken, professor of political science for Truckee Meadows Community College. So where are we in this presidential race? We're taping this the Monday of the 24th of October.
Well, I think it's very exciting what's happening here in Nevada. After a weekend of early voting, we've broken all records previously in the state. And I voted on Saturday and was in line for an hour. And a friend of mine was in line for an hour and a half. And rather than saying, yes. People are out voting, so...
Okay, but now they said in Clark County it was 37,000 voters voted on the first day. This could be good news, it could be bad news, because it could be as many Trump supporters as it could be Clinton supporters.
Well, the early indication are Democrats are coming out and have exceeded the Republican votes. You know, that's not necessarily one for one, but it's a good indicator. And so there's a lot of concern expressed already about the down ballot for the Republican candidates, even into the contested Senate races, Joyce Woodhouse and Nicole Cannizzaro, two important races for who controls the state Senate. And the early numbers, and it's very, very early, first weekend, but the early numbers are looking good.
Ray, your thoughts on the potential for early voting? In the past, it's been about 50% of the people voting have voted early.
Actually, now 60.
Is it 60% now?
In Nevada, yes.
Well, I think what happens in the first weekend is a good harbinger of what's going to happen as we continue on, and that's good for Democrats. I could see the U.S. Senate changing hands, not the House. What I'm more concerned about is what's going to happen on November 9th. And really, with Donald Trump, I've been reading a lot how his businesses are going down, and his name not his name recognition, but his name licensing might lose some financial backing too. I mean,
they've already changed from the Trump brand to a new brand for the
hotel. Well, the new hotel is called Scion, and does not have the Trump brand. And also, some groups are trying to organize a boycott against Ivanka Trump's clothing line and the stores that sell it. And the Trump's condos reportedly are going down in price. His bookings at his hotel are way off. I think the Trump name could seriously take a hit off of this election because of perhaps the way he's acting is a turnoff, especially to international travelers.
You know, it's interesting, Fred. You know, there's been a lot of discussion in the last week or two about a Trump news network coming out of this if he does not become president. And with Roger Ailes cut loose from Fox, Roger Ailes being the genius behind Fox and its strength, there is going to be a contingent of the American public that is still going to be down that road, the alt-right, shall we say. And Roger Ailes would be very wise to play into that.
That does seem to be in the works, and you know the real cynics have felt that much of the campaign was all about launching the media network afterwards.
Really? Do you think so?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that just can't believe, and Donald Trump at several occasions sort of made it true that he had no real strong desire to be president of the United States. This seemed to be an odd lark. Some have thought that he's purposely committing some degree of political suicide just to make sure he does not win this election. But, of course, any publicity is good publicity in his mind, and so it would certainly allow him to turn around and suddenly have this street cred, if you will, in the field of politics with the alt-right. We also know that he has greatly inflated the value of his Trump name. Allegedly, some $4 billion of his estimated wealth is just on the name Trump. And that certainly is likely, or is not going to be worth $4 billion come November 9th.
Licensing agreements is a big part of his portfolio.
Well, it would be interesting to see this. You know, Fox News itself is undergoing a Murdoch change from Rupert Murdoch to the children, and the children are far more interested. We've talked about this on this program before, on widening the audience for Fox News, and the only way you can really do that is by bringing Democrats into the viewership. And Megyn Kelly has certainly been somebody who's sort of been gently leading that charge. How do you feel about that? Are you willing to watch Fox News anytime?
Well, I like Megyn Kelly, but it's hard for me to turn that channel to Fox News. But over the weekend, I heard some communication experts talking about him venturing into this new industry, and they were talking about streaming. And in the streaming market, they said it's wide open. He could make a fortune. Not another network, not another cable channel, but in the streaming, there is absolutely a niche for. And it appeared that they were testing it out on Facebook over the last during the last debate, before and after.
Well, and the cynic in me wonders if a lot of this isn't simply staging for Donald Jr., who seems to be the most politically activated member of the family and really loves scrumming with the press and expressing his views. And he is out on that more extreme side based on some of the things that we've learned. And so a lot of this could possibly be fitting together for 2020. And
that's frightening in itself to me.
Let's take a break. Well, with our concerned panel when we come back.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I served under President Bush and Obama. I fought the Taliban. I was asked to form a global coalition to counter ISIL. When someone makes the comment that they know more about the Islamic State or ISIL than do the generals, it implies a complete ignorance of the reality. But I believe Secretary Clinton really understands the threat that the Islamic State poses to the United States and to the American people. And I believe she understands how to wield American power to ultimately defeat this threat and to keep us safe.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero
because
he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our concerned pundits here, Marlene Lockhart, Ray Hager, and Fred Locken. As we went to break there, you said that's really scary. You want to elaborate?
Well, I just think the rhetoric that Donald Trump Jr. has already expressed on the campaign trail is kind of frightening. I could see him maybe wanting to get into politics because you get a little taste of power. I've seen this all the time, is that, you know, people want more and more. I don't know, though, depending on how the election comes out, I think the the Trump name, just like for licensing agreements and for it's going to go the same as politics. And I just don't think the Trump name is going to carry enough people to win you an election. I think there'll be a strong alt-right group that will get behind you, but that wasn't enough for Sharon Engel, and I don't think it's going to be enough for Donald Trump Jr.
Let's talk about some of the state races. Mastok Heck seems surprisingly close.
It's not surprising to me. I think many have said that was going to be a very tight election. But I'm heartened to see the early numbers because that really bodes well for Catherine. And I think Hecht, just his denouncing Trump, then he was overheard at a fundraiser saying after that, gosh, I really want to vote for Trump, really has sent a signal to a lot of folks that he's of the same ilk. If he can support Trump after all that he said about women and so many others, this is not the election that he should be supporting Trump.
Well, the close list is not a surprise in a polarized state like Nevada. I mean, that's why we are in the nation's crosshairs, because we have been decidedly close on every election. And even in the last Senate race, it was considered literally a toss-up going into the election, and Harry Reid won by 6.5 points. What it does speak to is the power of ground game, something that the Donald Trump forces don't have nationally and which is not at work in the state of Nevada, which may explain that very impressive first-day surge of Democrats, because what the Democrats did is worked on literally getting people registered. And you have this unprecedented 140,000 margin of Democrats over Republicans in Clark County. We always say if you get to 100,000, the Democrats should do well in Nevada elections. They pushed it well past the mark. And what the early voting might suggest is now an actual quid pro quo. They're actually turning out in significant numbers, too, which could bode very well for Catherine Mastok.
Sam, I said on this show over a year ago that this might be one of those classic Nevada elections that comes down to like 500 votes with Cortez Masto and Joe Heck, and I still think it will be that close. People say they're turned off at Joe Heck because he dissed Trump and then he's trying to get back in his good graces. Well, who else are they going to vote for? If they don't vote for Trump, it's going to be Catherine Cortez Masto, or it's going to be none of the above. And if you vote for none of the above, whatever whatever candidate you're leaning toward, you're really voting against your preferred candidate.
What do you think about, Marlene, the idea here that in most cases it had been Democrats who do not want to debate? And so, for example, with the Tarkanian-Jackie Rosen race, no debates, even though lots were offered. The same with Crescent Hardy and Robin Kiwan. We only got one debate, which was the same as we got 6 years ago with Harry Reid and Sherrod Engel in the Senate race. What's going on with Democrats and not wanting to debate?
Well, I think it's an emerging trend. If you remember back to last cycle, in the Republican race in the state Senate, none of those candidates would debate or appear with their opposition anywhere. And I think it's a disappointing trend because I do think there should be debates. But the thinking is if you're ahead, don't make any mistakes. Don't, you know, it's the more cautious approach, but I do think the voters are the losers when they don't debate.
And isn't it a money thing? Because if you have the money behind you, then there's a tendency to think that you can let all your advertising do the talking?
Well, you can, and there's a risk in debating that is not as pronounced in a typical campaign, especially when you have money to buy the ads. But I think another problem, as a candidate, given that I would want to discuss the policies and identify my differences with the other candidate, perhaps on policies, if nothing else, to galvanize my own party support. What you have, of course, as we saw at the presidential level, is the constant bringing up of the non-policy issues that seem to more preoccupy media coverage, even in state and local races. And I think a lot of candidates just don't want to get beaten up. Why would you want to do that?
I'm disappointed in Catherine Cortez Masto's campaign because one debate, and reporters tell me that they ask her questions on the campaign trail and she won't answer them. She only answers questions that are right in her wheelhouse. And it takes me back to the campaign managers of Shelley Berkeley when she ran against Dean Heller, where they just tried to shut her up. I mean, Catherine Cortez Masto took a campaign trip out to rural Nevada and didn't tell the media about it. And when finally they found out, the Carson Appeal or the Nevada Appeal in Carson City really blasted her in editorial for that. And I just don't get this strategy of the Democrats.
But you can't win for losing. A lot of folks say, well, you're just here to showboat. You don't. And so a candidate does something that genuinely just me and the people without a press entourage, and they're criticized both ways.
But they just won't answer questions from the local media. That's what Catherine Cortez-Masto's issue
again,
is.
To show my age, you can say this all started with Chick Heck. When Senator Richard Bryan and Chick Heck were running against each other, you might recall Chick Heck left the state, and his handlers and his money ran the campaign in his absence.
Yeah, but because that's ancient history.
Well, but I mean, for them, they calculated it was better to just have him gone and not speaking and let the media and the commercials.
And Joe Heck is bashful. I mean, he is. Their local media complaining that Heck will not set up interviews with them as well. So there seems to be a pattern.
Well, you know, with Joe Heck?
With Joe Heck.
Joe Heck has been the most available person to this program.
Says a lot about you, Sam.
Well,
no, you know what? Sam, at the beginning of this campaign, this was last year.
And we have reached out to Catherine Cortez Masto on numerous occasions. No contact.
And, okay, Joe Heck is doing a tour of Reno and Incline Village businesses and people. And on that, to circumvent that, the Democrats had a press conference early in the morning before he started his tour to rip on Joe Heck. And you know who was there ripping on Joe Heck? Was Kate Marshall. She was... Catherine Cortez Masto couldn't even show up to her own news conference to rip on Joe Heck. And that's the way she's performed through this campaign.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with our concerned pundits when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Far too many families today don't earn what they need and don't have the opportunities they deserve. I believe families deserve quality education for their kids, child care they can trust and afford, equal pay for women, and jobs they can really live on. People ask me, what'll be different if I'm president? Well, kids and families have been the passion of my life, and they will be the heart of my presidency.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Got a car? Got a title? Turn them into cash with Title Max.
I got $1,000.
$2,500.
$10,000. Title Max accepts all makes, all models, and you can get your cash in as little as 30 minutes. Title Max has competitive rates in over 1,200 locations. Next time you need cash, take your title to Title Max and say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with our pundits, Marlene Lockhart, Ray Hager, and Fred Locken. Sheldon Adelson drops $2 million into the campaign to fight against recreational marijuana. Where do you think this is going when it seems the majority of people in this country, let alone Nevada, seem to be in favor of marijuana?
I think it's going to pass in this state, despite the money to oppose it. I think you're going to see overwhelming support for that question. Could be wrong. We'll see in just a few weeks.
It just seems too little too late.
Well, it is.
Because right now, you turn on any television program, including this one, and you are slammed with, I'm in favor of this one, I'm against that one, whatever. There's so much advertising. Isn't it getting lost in the mix?
Well, it is, because it only showed up about 3 weeks ago at best. So it was a late-arriving campaign, which I think had no strategy. It probably suggests that a disorganization on the anti-side, whereas the pro has been in place and working in the state, frankly, for years. I think the early voting might be, because we anticipated that having recreational marijuana could be a real plus for the Democrats, could be one of those things that brings them to the polls, and then they see all the other down-ticket issues. And certainly the Saturday numbers may be part of this support for recreational marijuana.
Right.
All the advertising I've seen has all been against it, and that maybe people aren't paying attention, but I see this as one of those issues that sadly is going to be decided in rural Nevada, the way the way past campaigns have gone. You know, you get a big bump in Clark up in Washoe, it kind of pushes back the other way, and then the pushback with the rurals might just destroy the marijuana initiative. I don't know. I think it's going to be close, but I'm just concerned about that rural wild card.
What about the gun control issue?
That's going to be an interesting one to watch. A lot of money from both sides in the state. The gun lobby and Mayor Bloomberg has put in a ton in Nevada. I'm hoping that passes, but I don't have any data.
Crystal ball.
Law enforcement has been fairly split on this.
It has, and that's been very apparent by the advertising as we see who's taking which side. But the poll data that we have suggests that there is at least an edge in favor of it, around 60%. And when you talk to people, I mean, background checks actually have some appeal. That's why Nevada was selected. This is not our preference as a ballot issue that's forced on us from outside the state. But they really sense that this would be a good testing ground to find out whether they could push this particular agenda nationally, and I think they may win.
Well, it's interesting just because of the number of Nevadans that own guns on both sides of the aisle.
Sam, I think this is an issue. I talked earlier about the rural Nevada wild card. This is an issue that I think is going to go against the background checks just because of that rural Nevada wild card, more so than the marijuana.
The only problem with the rural issue is it's disappearing in Nevada. Right now, Clark County is probably edging with its growth rates at about 77 to 78% of the population in the state. You take Washoe and put that in, we're a little bit. But the impact of the rural, it has to be in exceedingly close elections now because the numbers just aren't there anymore.
And the Democrats in Washoe have closed the gap. There was a huge gap, and they're now within 1,000, 2,000.
But I don't think this is a Democrat-Republican issue. I think this is a gun ownership versus non-gun ownership.
Have you seen that advertisement by Roy Blunt's opponent in Missouri?
I do my level best not to watch any political advertising because I don't believe any of it, and that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is doing it again. 20% off MSRP on select new Ram, Journey, Cherokee, Charger, and 300 models during the celebration event. See CarsonDodge.com.
Under Catherine Cortez Masto, it's bad enough that an accused sex trafficker who forced a 16-year-old girl into prostitution ended up with a plea deal for a lesser charge. But Cortez Masto also voted to allow numerous murderers, criminals, and repeat offenders to get out of jail early against the DA's recommendations. Catherine Cortez Masto, drop the ball on keeping us safe. Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Not Lawyer Spokesperson. If you or a loved one was seriously injured or killed in an automobile accident where the airbag did not deploy, you may have a claim. Call 800-444-9863. You may be entitled to compensation. Our firm is currently representing families of those who suffered serious injury or died as a result of faulty airbags in GM vehicles. If you or a loved one was seriously injured or killed in an accident where an airbag failed to deploy in a GM vehicle, for a free case evaluation, call 800-444-9863 now.
Sometimes the best medicine is staying informed. Join News 4 at 4 every week for Best Medicine Wednesday. Get an inside look at the latest medical advancements, tips on how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and more. Brought to you by Renown Health.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
On our next broadcast, more pundits across the political spectrum with Liz McMenamin, Mike Hillaby, and Mylon Hawkins. We'll see you on the next broadcast.